Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia Sanchez. And yes, this podcast is semi-bilingual. Ahora, Dear God, in this context, for my movement, is whatever or whoever you want it to be. It can be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple: to empower thought-provoking conversation, share happiness, and encourage each of us to never stop asking questions and having conversations that matter. The power of helping people help people with one conversation at a time. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets, and business, and passion to empower. Ahora vamos a hablar like it's 1995.
Primos y primas. This week, this podcast is brought to you by me. Soy yo. I hope you guys are having an amazing weekend, and wherever you're listening to this podcast, I want to thank you. I will always say thank you. Te voy a dar la gracia. This podcast is powered by me, and we don't have any sponsors yet. We don't have any of that stuff yet, and I'm actually okay with that at this point. I know we're gonna grow. I know that we are growing, and people are listening, and I don't even know. I mean, I know some of my friends and family listen to it, but all the other people that listen to it, I cannot thank you. I don't know who you are, but I love you and I appreciate you. And you can always email me and tell me what you think about the podcast. So muchísimas gracias para todo el mundo que están escuchando el podcast, porque tú no sabes cuánto me ayuda a mí seguir este podcast todos los martes. So I really, really, really do appreciate that. So I actually wanted to make this podcast because it's, you know, Dear God, why be normal? You know, as I'm getting really into the nonprofit world, oh my God, did I just say that on the podcast? Yeah, so I guess you're going to know if you're listening to this podcast, because I'm not going to post it anything until it's there, but I am speaking into existence, and I'm getting out of the funk of fear, because I'm so tired of the funk of fear, as far as when it comes to the nonprofit organizational world. I come from a very business world where I know how to do the business plans. I was telling my wife, like, for a business for profit, I know how to, and it's a little bit different. I mean, it's not so, so different, but it is very different. And for the longest, I knew that I wanted to do something much bigger with Dear God, Are We There Yet? I knew the vision was bigger, and I knew that it was okay not to be normal, per se, normal of thinking this way, normal of, you know, being like the Joneses next door. Like, I just knew that I had something more to it, and every time I think about it, you know, I get emotional inside my heart and my soul, because I know the drive, the love, and the passion that not only myself, but there's so many people. And, you know, a person can do extraordinary things and can create extraordinary change. And you can't be normal, per se. You can't be like everybody. You can't, you know, you have to think outside the box, and you just have to stay true to you. And staying true to you is not being normal, because if you are being normal, then you're being like everybody else. So why be normal? Dear God, why be normal? I was looking, watching the Netflix film with, ¿cómo se llama? From Microsoft, right? Bill Gates. And it about the toilet. If you haven't watched it, go ahead. No, I'm not getting paid to tell you to go watch it, but I'm because I've been really in the past, I don't even know how many months, maybe even a year, I've been really putting my head towards this like nonprofit world of trying to transition Dear God into it. And I recently watched that, and I was blown away of the innovativeness and uniqueness and passion from one article that gave him, and I don't want to give it away, but gave him the mindset of how he can change the something which is the impossible. Y ya tú sabes, si tú vives, si vivía allá en Santo Domingo, si tú vivías donde quiera, tú sabes que alguna vez en los campos tienen letrina, tienen no hay agua. And Bill Gates hizo un inodoro que no necesita electricidad, no necesita agua. He basically, his project is reinventing the toilet. And I'm not going to give it away because I want you guys to go watch it, just because it's very motivating too. And even someone with all the resources and someone with so much money in the world, he had so many setbacks. He had so many negative, you know, like not feedback, but just bumps, like just bumps, you know, because at first no one responded or could help or whatever the case is. And it makes you just tell yourself, like, okay, él también sufre un ching ching. Okay, está bien. And it makes you realize, like, yeah, no matter what you're in or where you're at, everybody goes through those bumps of fear and not being normal, because being normal is boring. It really is. And I knew as a little girl that I knew that I was different, but knowing this nonprofit world that I'm going into, and I'm putting this out in energy and I'm putting it out there. That's why I'm revamping the website and revamping the social networks and revamping interviews and revamping things that to go boil down to my purpose of Dear God, Are We There Yet? Because it is spreading these questions and conversations to create change, you know? And I sit here and I tell you that being normal is freaking boring. And if you feel like you need to be like everyone else, I'm going to tell you right now, it's okay to be you, and it's okay to think and have these wild dreams, and it's okay to obsess over something that's passionate to you, as long as you're, of course, you're paying attention to your, you know, your things that are important, like yourself or your family, and not losing that. But it's okay. So, dear God, why be normal, right? I hope you guys follow me on this journey with Dear God. And, until next time, keep me in your prayers, and keep me in your intentions, because, oh yeah, we gonna open this nonprofit and it's gonna be the bomb.